Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I tried to enter clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like?
You know, it's amazing how Joe Biden will just tell a lie. It just flows off of his tongue like he doesn't even think twice about it. Whether it's making up stories about riding on the Amtrak, making up stories about a guy who worked there, telling him about how many miles he's traveled when the guy had long been deceased, to Joe Biden's history in Pennsylvania that never existed, or his scholarly achievements in college that also didn't exist. I mean, the guy just makes stuff up all the time. He's a known plagiarist as well. And the latest big lie from Joe Biden that goes unchecked, because he just lies. It's common for Joe Biden to just talk. He just lies. It just flows. Joe Biden tells Brits Queen Elizabeth reminded him of his mother. He's just making that up. He's just lying. Problem is, Joe's mother was a vicious woman who hated the Queen and wrote nasty poems about her. That's funny, isn't it? But see, Joe Biden sees, ooh, the Queen's dead. I can build myself off this. I can get some momentum off the Queen's death. I'll say that the Queen reminded me of my mother. That'll be good for my ratings. That'll be a good TV clip. It's totally untrue. It's a complete lie. But it's Joe Biden. And so if he's not lying, he's not talking. And man, oh man, I got to tell you, the obsession over the royal family is just, honestly, it's kind of disgusting, really. Look, it's not my culture. I'm not from England. You know, I've kind of, in my confusion over the obsession, I've read some stories trying to explain it, and I just don't get it. I just don't get this obsession with royalty. It's kind of pathetic, actually. But the Queen Elizabeth funeral for the 30th time there. Every morning I wake up, turn on the news, look, I'm going to get some news here to start my day. Queen Elizabeth funeral. I'm sick of it. But the obsession is real and real pathetic. Just like Joe Biden's dementia. Now, so he claims, oh, he has no problems. He's as fit as a fiddle. He's as sharp as a tack. He's the smartest guy in the room, unless Hunter's in the room with him doing crack cocaine or Parmesan cheese. He's not sure the difference at this point. And he says he's broke while he's cutting million-dollar deals with Chinese nationals, but he won't pay child support. And I'm sure Joe couldn't afford to fork a few bucks over to his illegitimate grandson Hunter knocked up a stripper to get. But so here is a little reminder. Biden denies he has dementia, but here's the clips proving he does in 15.
Watch me. If you think I don't have the energy level or the mental acuity.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway, from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida down to Tampa.
Of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
The idea that...
Los Angeles what am I doing here? For two reasons. One, to... We haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is, let me say it another way.
With the nature, not a solid meeting
they make a very good point. Here's the deal. Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected.
Here's what you can do, the drivers.
Everything's fine. Joe Biden's fine. Right, liberals? Right, Democrats? Joe Biden is fine. We should just listen to you guys. You guys are always being honest.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful. The man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic. The man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we've got it all wrong, guys. Maybe the American left, liberal, progressive, Democrat, globalist, conformist, tyrants, authoritarian, fascists. Maybe they got it right. You know, maybe life sucks. Maybe we should just be slaves and die. You know, what are we doing here enjoying life and consciousness and this divine creation? We're so stupid. We should just let the Democrats destroy America, destroy freedom at the hands of the behest of the globalists. And we should stop driving cars and stop flying on airplanes and stop heating our house in the winter and having AC in the summer. And we should stop eating steak dinners and having barbecues with our neighbors. This is all bad stuff, folks. This is stuff that's not good. And, you know, I think we should just listen to Joe Biden and the Democrat liberals. You guys really got it right, don't you? And we should probably, when a young boy is born, we should probably just chop his genitals right off right then and there. And when a young girl is born, we should probably just give her a mastectomy right then and there. I mean, why waste time? Why put that off for 5 years till the teachers can do it in the classrooms with the kids? And, I mean, really, we should probably just take any medical procedure that the government tells us to without question our entire lives. Really? I mean, that's what we should probably be doing, right, liberals, right, Democrats? We've got it all wrong here, guys. We've had it all wrong the whole time. Freedom is bad. Truth is bad. Justice is bad. Prosperity is bad. Having fun is bad. Eating healthy meals is bad. Freedom to travel and commerce. It's all bad, folks. This is all bad. The experiment with freedom has obviously failed. Liberals are right. Democrats are right, folks. Freedom has failed us. Of course, I'm being facetious. It's the exact opposite. Oh, why does America take in more refugees, asylum seekers, and illegal immigrants than every other country on earth combined? Why would that be? Not only that, America also gives out more welfare and humanitarian aid to other countries than every other country on earth combined. How could that be possible? How could America give away more than every other country on earth combined and take in more than every country on earth combined? Because freedom worked. Freedom worked. Self-government worked. Capitalism worked. It worked so well that we've been able to take in more people into our system than everywhere and anywhere else on earth, and we've still been able to give away more than every other country on earth because freedom worked. And now the Democrats and liberals and globalists are trying to destroy it. Really amazing stuff. We go back now to Joe Biden, who's now hedging on himself. Now, this is obviously Joe Biden's controllers telling him, stop telling people you're running. We're not going to let you run. And so Biden just, you know, naturally thinking, of course I'm going to say I'm going to run. This is all about showing confidence. Yes, I'm running. because we're doing so great with the economy and we're doing so great with this and that. So, of course, I'm going to run. I'm a success story, says Joe Biden. But that's not what the Democrats actually want. They don't want Joe Biden to run. And so he's been told, do not promote that you're running anymore, even though he has been for a year. And they filed with the FEC that he's going to run, or with the whatever government entity when you filed to run for president. I forget the name of it. But then last night on 60 Minutes, all of a sudden he changes his tune in clip 10.
Sir, are you committed to running again, or are there certain conditions that have to be right?
Look, if I were to say to you I'm running again, all of a sudden a whole range of things come into play that I have requirements I have to change and move and do.
In terms of election
laws? In terms of election laws. And it's much too early to make that kind of decision.
No.
I'm a great
respecter
of fate.
Pause it and rewind it briefly. God, this guy is so weird, man. He's like an animatron. It's just so strange. Did you see his face at the, when we just paused there? Did you guys notice that? He's had so much surgery on his head and face. He's like a robot, folks. And I get, like, people think it's fake. People think Joe Biden's a clone. People think he's wearing a prosthetic mask. I get it. The guy is so weird. And because of all the surgeries he's had on his face and everything, he looks like a damn robot. He looks like Jack Nicholson as the Joker. Sheesh. Anyway, he acts like, oh, it's so unprecedented for a sitting president to say he's running again. It's just impossible. You just can't do it. I mean, again, it's just such blatant lies. Like that's not been done before. Like, sitting presidents don't announce that they're running again. Like, Trump didn't just do that. Like, Joe Biden didn't just do that. The entire last year he's been saying he's running again. Now, all of a sudden, he tells Scott Pelley, oh, well, I can't say I'm running again. It's just too complicated. There's too many legal issues. Just total lies. And he thinks you're so stupid that you'll believe it. All right. Go back to the prosthetic-faced president.
Boss, then it's much too early to make that kind of decision. I'm a great respecter of fate.
It's already done.
And so what I'm doing is I'm doing my job. I'm going to do that job. And within the time frame that makes sense after this next election cycle here.
Pause it again. I get frustrated with myself, but I have to address every little lie he tells. And that's the problem. I could have a 5-minute clip of a Democrat speaking, but I need 5 hours to break down all the lies. So first he says, well, you know, it's too early to say I'm running again. He's been saying he's running again for a year. It's just unbelievable. Guys, remind it one more time for me. I just get overwhelmed by so many lies he's told. I've lost track of them now. So, okay, play it again.
He should move and do.
In terms of election laws.
In terms of election laws. Then it's much too early to make that kind of decision.
He already did.
I'm a great respecter of fate. And so what I'm doing is I'm doing my job. I'm going to
doing
do
his job.
Job.
Okay, pause right time there. Frame. He's doing his job. How many different times now has Joe Biden said that he's not in charge? 4 times, 5 times, where he'll be at a press conference, he says, oh, I'm not allowed to take questions. Or he'll look around and say, what am I supposed to do? Or he'll say, oh, they don't want me to do that. It's happened 4 or 5 times now. So he's not in charge. He's not running the show. Everybody knows that. And then he goes up there and tells Scott Pelley, acting like he's in control, he's the president, he's running the things, when he's not. He's on vacation 50% of the time. Finish the clip.
Makes sense after this next election cycle here, going into next year, make a judgment on what to do.
You say that it's much too early to make that decision. I take it the decision has not been made in your own head.
Look, my intention, as I said to begin with, is
what?
That I would run again. But it's just an intention. But is it a firm decision that I'd run again? That remains to be seen.
I see. So you've already announced you're running again. You've already filed the paperwork to run again. Standard procedure for a president that wants to run again. Totally normal. But the Democrats don't want you to run again, and you've been such a disaster that it's bad to say that you're running again ahead of the midterms, so you act like you're not running again, even though you admit that you already made the decision to run again and announced it. I see. Do you liberal Democrat, do you enjoy being lied to so much? It's got to be tough, this balancing act, this juggling act you do with all of your lies. I mean, it's got to be tough. And I understand why no Democrats want to debate anymore. It's got to be tough to keep up with all the lies you've told, because that's the thing, folks. You have to understand, anything that comes out of a Democrat's mouth, they know that they probably have said the exact opposite, and people can just go back into the Internet archives and find them saying the exact opposite thing. Whether it's, I mean, it was Bill Clinton that first said, make America great again. It was Democrats that used to talk about closing the borders. I mean, you can just go on and on. So it's hard for Democrats to actually speak publicly because they know that they've probably said the exact opposite at some point in their career in the past. So it's got to be hard to be a liberal Democrat. I mean, to just balance all the lies and juggle all the lies, knowing that anything you might say, you've probably said or believed the exact opposite in the past. It's got to be a chore. And it's a chore that it's a chore I'll never have to experience, because I'm certainly not a conformist, communist, liberal Democrat.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more.
Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
We've got big specials at InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm gonna be a bad boy here because I'm supposed to be plugging the big specials we have, letting you know about DNA Force Plus being back in stock, and vitamin D3 gummies, and vitamin C with zinc, and then the immune support combo pack of all those three in one pack for 50% off, the new limited edition coin, which I know there's one around here somewhere I could show it off for the camera, but I am a user of the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, and for somebody that lives a, let's call it a high-intensity, high-impact life where I'm just constantly on the go, sometimes it's hard to have a good diet where you know you're getting all the vitamins, minerals, nutrients you need, and that's why I supplement so often. And so I was talking to the crew because I'm sure this is the way with a lot of people. Whenever there's a change of the seasons, I tend to have, I don't know if I would call it allergies, but it's referred to as seasonal distress. And it would very rarely have ever happened when I lived in Missouri. But with Texas down here, there's a lot more pollen, mold, cedar, and other stuff in the air. So I have what is called seasonal distress. And it's about to change seasons. And so I noticed it really starting to hit me at the end of last week and last weekend. You might be able to kind of hear my voice is a little different than normally, than it sounds normally. Folks, I have to tell you, I have truly discovered the answer to dealing with this. And I'm telling you, folks, give it a try for yourself. If you're somebody that suffers from seasonal distress at the changing of the seasons, and there's just some discomfort for a couple weeks there as you go into the new season, pollen block is an incredible relief factor. And I'm just going to tell you, this is not a be-all, end-all solution, but it acts immediately. As soon as you take it, whatever seasonal distress, it acts immediately. You're feeling better and that there's immediate distress relief. It's incredible, pollen block. And this has been one that we really struggle to keep on the shelves because when people that have seasonal distress learn about how effective pollen block is, they go there and buy it in bulk immediately, knowing that the changing of the seasons is ahead and they're going to be stocked up on pollen block. But let me just give you another little hint here. Now, I went to check to see if we have this in stock before doing this plug because we don't really talk about these things. There's so much on InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, we don't even mention like 70% of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. But one of the things you might experience when you're having seasonal distress like me is congestion. And the worst time to have congestion, if it's not when you're on air and you need to breathe or exercising, it's when you're trying to sleep for two reasons. It's well known that breathing through your nose when you're sleeping is much better for your sleep pattern. It helps you get the REM sleep and helps you stay asleep. And it's just you want to breathe through your mouth. You don't want to breathe through your mouth. You want to breathe through your nose while you're sleeping. In fact, some people take their mouth shut to make sure that they can do this. Why am I telling you that? Well, when you have the seasonal distress and you have the congestion, it's impossible to sleep without breathing through your mouth. And isn't it obnoxious and annoying? I have the secret to relief here, folks. Eucalyptus oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you're thinking, what? It's well known that eucalyptus helps open up your nasal passageways. Folks, I'm telling you, I went to bed last night and I was so congested. I mean, I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. Like it was impossible. I couldn't breathe through my nose. And I laid down in bed and I was kind of tossing and turning And I was like, I can't, I'm not going to be able to sleep. I can't breathe here. And I remembered a trick that I learned, and I just forgot about it, but I have the organic eucalyptus essential oils from InfoWarsStore.com in my bedroom bathroom because I remember I'd learned this. Folks, if you're suffering from congestion before you want to go to bed, take the organic eucalyptus oil from InfoWarsStore.com. I just put a handful of it in my hand, you know, just little hand puddle, we'll call it, and I just rub it. I just rub it like this all over my chest. And I mean, within minutes, I'm breathing again through my nose and fell right asleep. Incredible relief. And that is it not one of the most obnoxious things to try to sleep when your nose is congested and your nasal passageways are congested? Is it one of the hardest things? Restless sleep. You can't get to sleep. It sucks. So I'm telling you, folks, Pollen Block for instant relief for seasonal distress is the best you're going to find. And if you're having trouble with congestion when you go to sleep, try the eucalyptus essential. It's so cheap. What is it, $15? It's so cheap for this fully organic, USDA organic eucalyptus. And you just rub it on your chest right before you go to bed, and you will be breathing through your nose within minutes. Within minutes. I'm telling you guys, this is like, we should probably even sell a combo pack of one of our sleep support formulas with eucalyptus essential oils, because I'm telling you, man, it puts you right to sleep. And I think, do we sell lavender too? We might sell lavender oil too. While I'm on this plug, we're going to do a deep plug here. This is a deep cut. You're going into InfoWars store deep cut plugs now. Lavender, also well known to help with sleep, folks. If you're somebody like me that has trouble kind of calming down your mind, do we sell lavender, guys? I can't see. This screen's too far away. I don't have my other screen on, so we might not have it. But we should probably get some of that. But we should sell eucalyptus with a sleep aid, because I'm telling you, man, it just helps you so much. Open those nasal passageways and just get good breathing as you fall asleep. I'd give it a shot. InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, it's your support there that keeps us on the air. All right, let's quickly do this before we go to this break. Joe Biden was asked about the situation in Taiwan last night. This has been a disaster for the White House, flip-flopping back and forth on their strategy, and they had to do it again after Joe Biden said this on 60 Minutes. 13.
What should Chinese President Xi know about your commitment to Taiwan?
We agree with what we signed on to a long time ago, and that there's a one China policy, and Taiwan makes their own judgments about their independence. We are not moving, we're not encouraging them being independent. We're not, that's their decision.
But would U.S. forces defend the island?
Yes, if in fact there was an unprecedented attack.
After our interview, a White House official told us U.S. policy has not changed. Officially, the U.S. will not say whether American forces would defend Taiwan, but the commander-in-chief had a view of his own.
So unlike Ukraine, to be clear, sir, U.S. forces, U.S. men and women, would defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion.
Yes.
You know, it's frustrating that InfoWars is the only place that's going to tell you what's going on here. But think about it like this. Joe Biden is not the president, folks. When he says something on 60 Minutes and then the White House has to correct him, that tells you he's not in charge. And so whatever you might think about the U.S. needing to get involved with Taiwan, you also need to understand that the U.S. is currently at war with Russia, folks, in Ukraine. That's what's going on. So what are we about to be strung out in a war with Russia and with China? And how do you think that's going to go with the current leadership in our military? It's not good news, folks.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, we've still got news to cover here on The Alex Jones Show, plus Gerald Celente in the fourth hour. But first, here's a quick message from Alex Jones.
There are several ways to support this broadcast, and the biggest is by getting the fourth coin at 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com. That is the man in the arena. It's got a gladiator on the back. It's got Teddy Roosevelt on the front. It's the fourth coin, and just like NPR does, where they'll sell a ball cap for $50 and a t-shirt for $100 or whatever. This has a big markup on it. This is a piece of history, limited edition coin to fundraise and fight the Democratic Party lawsuits and
and to keep us on air and to be successfully profitable in this bankruptcy so we stay on air. Do you understand? That's where we're at. So thank you for your support. I know we're in a depression. I know it's hard. It's your choice whether you want to keep us on air or not. But everybody should go to 1776coin.com right now and get the coin. It's a piece of history, and you'll know you put up a fight. There's nowhere where you can more easily make a donation and get a piece of history and a coin and know that you were part of the fight. You cannot find a place, and it's God's will that did this, not me, where we have more effect. We have world leaders listening. We have all the big podcasters listening. Everything we talked about 20 years ago has come true. Our credibility is incredibly high. That's why the enemies of freedom are in a rage, ladies and gentlemen, to shut us down. So get the Teddy Roosevelt coin now. When they're gone, they're gone. 1776coin.com or patriotcollectibles.com. You can also get signed fundraiser books. Only place to get them at InfoWarsStore.com, The Great Reset and the War for the World. We also have unsigned copies at InfoWarsStore.com if you just want copies to give friends and family. I get a signed copy for yourself, and then do your Christmas shopping and be done with it months ahead. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight all the crap. This is do or die time, folks, and I'm going to explain it again. If you let the New World Order take over, if you let them continue their design collapse, it's here. It's not coming. You are going to wish later you'd done something now.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's the latest collectible coin. You can go directly to 1776coin.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get your hands on this collectible. All right, a little bit more here on the Biden news front. Big tech ramps up censorship in wake of Biden's white supremacy summit. And so, you know, they're going to do a whole summit on white people because, you know, they're racists. And this is already after the FBI whistleblowers have come forward saying that the FBI's number one agenda is to get white people. So, yeah. Trump supporters, white people, Christians, that's objective number one, two, and three on our corrupt government's list, on our tyrannical, fascistic, totalitarian government's list that is controlled by the Democrat Party right now. And even though there is no white supremacy that's out there that's a threat to anybody, that's their number one concern. And so if they can't find any white supremacists, then they'll manufacture the cause, like Jussie Smollett or some of these other hate crime hoaxers that we have out there. And they're going to be looking at your video games. DHS to spend almost $700,000 of taxpayers' money on studying extremism in video gaming. Yes, that's the problem here, is people playing video games. That's what Americans are threatened by. Extremism in video gaming. Because, you know, those teenagers playing online might have used a racial slur. Ooh, look out. A teenager playing Madden online. You know, this whole thing is so hilarious to me, because it's treated like a criminal act now if a white person says the N-word. And while, I mean, I think the common conclusion to land on here is we believe in free speech. There's all kinds of offensive words out there that if you run around saying, people aren't going to like you and might be fighting words. And so you can choose whether you want to say that or not. You can choose whether you want to be portrayed as a jerk or not, whatever the context may be. But I find it hilarious. For example, perhaps the greatest example even, is you had the Duke volleyball player, a black girl who played volleyball for Duke, make up a story claiming that she was called the N-word. Never happened. They reviewed all the private footage from that day with people recording on their phones and cameras. They reviewed their own security footage. They reviewed the television footage. They asked eyewitnesses. I mean, they did a full examination into this Duke volleyball player's claims that somebody called her an N-word. I mean, they did a full examination. Never happened. Never happened. The girl made it up. But okay, let's say someone did call her the N-word. Let's say someone said the N-word and this girl heard it. Stop acting like that offended you. Stop it. If you're going to complain about people using the N-word, let's talk about the rap music industry. Shall we? Or you know what? Forget about rap. Forget about people that use the N-word in movies and music. Forget about that. Let's just talk about sports. You ever been on a basketball court? You ever been on a football field? I would argue that the N-word might be used more than any other word. Now, do you hear any complaining about that? Is anybody raising ire about this racist word and it being used on sporting fields? Does anybody complain about that? I'm not aware of it. Folks, I've been on football fields from high school to the pro level, on the field during games. You know they're dropping N-bombs. Kevin Garnett used to run up and down the NBA floor shouting the N-word. It's well known. In fact, Kevin Garnett was openly anti-white, racist against white people on the basketball court. Now, do I think Kevin Garnett is a racist because he says this crap on the basketball court? I don't know. He's an athlete. Maybe it's an intimidation thing. He's in the zone. I don't really care. I don't have any problem with whatever Kevin Garnett has to say. It doesn't bother me. I think it's hilarious to have a huge story about the N-word potentially being used at a sporting event when it wasn't used, when you can tune in to any other sporting event and it's the number one used word. I mean, They have these Parab mics at sporting events to pick up long-range sound. And if you're listening to the game sometimes, they have a dump on it, and they picked up on it now when they really started introducing this a couple years ago on television. And sometimes you'll hear, like, you know, the crowd chatter or the vocal chatter on the field, and then all of a sudden it'll go silent. You know why that is? It's because they're cursing and saying the N-word. And they used to not have that sound on a different line. It used to be on the same line, and they couldn't black it out without cutting off their own commentary. So they put it on a different line now so they can cut that out. So when they first introduced that about 5 years ago, folks, you watch a basketball game, you watch a football game, you're hearing N-bombs left and right. Nobody complained. Nobody said racism. Nobody had an investigation. Nobody wanted to know who said it. But then one girl makes up that she's the victim. Somebody said it. Whole investigation into it never got said, and it's like a huge story. It's just more clown world stuff. But hey, yeah, look at this. It's not that hard to find Kevin Garnett using the N-word. Who cares, man? Get offended, don't get offended, say it, don't say it. What, I mean, let's just stop. It's an unequal application of outrage is what it is. And that's, again, if it can't be applied universally, it's not logic. It's propaganda. So all this complaining of the N-word is just more anti-white propaganda. But, oh, the FBI is looking for white supremacists everywhere. They can't find them. But meanwhile, New Orleans becomes the murder capital of America. Mostly black people getting killed by their black people. No investigation there. New Orleans mayor says $30,000 in taxpayer-funded flights to Europe was for her safety as a black woman because, you know, her city is so unsafe, so she has to take your money to hire security.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, David Icke,
no stranger,
another one of the great prophets of the New World Order, coming into existence in our lifetime, gave an epic speech this weekend in London. Now, we have the full speech available at band.video, but we're going to air about half of it right here on the Alex Jones Show ahead of Gerald Celente taking over the fourth hour. And then I will be back hosting the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time at band.video, covering the rest of the news I didn't get to today. Going to be a very news-heavy broadcast. Perhaps we'll take some calls. But in the meantime, before Gerald Celente takes over, here is David Icke this weekend in London.
Whoa. Well, well, bloody well. How appropriate, how apt that we should stand here today next to the Bank of England. In one of the global bellies of the beast. The City of London Financial District, the square mile.
Yes.
And how apt too that we gather here today in this belly of the beast. While in other parts of this city, millions come together to pay homage and exalt a very symbol of their oppression and enslavement. emphasize today where all this is actually coming from. Where COVID came from, the jab came from, human-caused global warming nonsense has come from, the Ukraine narrative, and now the eulogization by so many millions of a royal family that is the head of state only because of who had sex with who within one family. It is nonsensical. It is an expression of the very hierarchy so run from places like this that has held humanity in servitude for known human history. Network that spans the world and works through apparently individual governments to the same sinister, satanic end. And places like this is where they operate from. The plan is this, which is why we must, yes, focus on the gophers and the oil rags for their part in this, but we must not lose sight of where it's coming from, because the plan is to create the unfolding catastrophe for humanity that's happening all over the world. And this winter we see nothing yet with the energy prices, where people on fixed incomes and no incomes will have to choose between food and warmth. I wonder if Charlie Boy will be doing that. So the idea, as it started with lockdown and continues now with the destruction of the economy through the massive increases in energy and fuel, the idea is for people in individual countries, quote, to blame their governments and their cult gophers in government for everything. Because the idea then is, having dismantled our lives and our ability to put food on the table and warmth in our homes, that the other level of the cult, via its corporations, its banks, yes, and its politicians, political people who are controlled by them, to come forward and say, look at the mess that governments have made of your lives. But we are now going to step forward, we the corporations, the banks, the billionaires of the cult, to save you from what your governments have imposed upon you. When those same people from the background have been orchestrating the catastrophe via those governments and gophers in government, it is a mind trick that they are seeking to play. It's in their bloody documents, and we mustn't buy it. We must see the gophers' responsibility, but we must also see where it is coming from. And so, yes, they must face the consequences, but we must understand the game that is playing us and cease to take part. And there's another mind trick that we must always be aware of, and that is that we are manipulated in our anger, in our fury of what is being done, to become what we oppose. What we fight, we become. The world over, the history over, you see.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.